Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Charles Burton. It's holiday time, but there's no celebrating in Ottawa because the government is tiptoeing towards falling, if I understand how governance works. Mr. Trudeau has lost the confidence of a large part of the public and his own party, hence the applause of the now fired Chrystia Freeland as finance minister and deputy prime minister, I believe. But in any event, there's an election possible. And what does that look like, Charles? What are the rules? How do you move to election? In Germany, Olaf Scholz wanted to have a no-confidence vote so he could reorganize and campaign for February. Does Mr. Trudeau want a no-confidence vote so he can call a new election? How does it work?
Well, Mr. Trudeau could simply go to the Governor General and ask for an election. That's within his powers to suggest that the government needs a new mandate to continue governing. And the Governor General, who's the representative of King Charles III, the King of Canada, is required to agree to what the Prime Minister says. The other option is if there is a vote on an economic matter, and these in the Westminster parliamentary system are regarded as confidence votes, and if the government does not get a majority of votes in the House of Commons, then the government falls and the Governor General will call for an election. And so that confidence vote would occur if the opposition parties and possibly some Liberal members decided to vote against the government on an economic matter. And certainly I think that if an economic matter came up in Parliament, Mr. Trudeau would be defeated because his economic policies are seen by almost everybody as having been unwise and leading to too much deficit spending and not allowing Canada to have the resources necessary to meet the challenge of 25% U.S. tariff that Mr. Trump is proposing to impose on all of the exports of Mexico and Canada into the United States on the first day of his mandate. He said he would do this right away on January 20th.
My memory is that Mr. Poilievre, who leads the Conservatives, is polling very well in the possibility of an election, which I think has to happen this year, 2025. Is that significant here? Because the polling was going on quite independent of specific issues. Is Mr. Trudeau?
Yes, I mean, he's been way ahead long before the prospect of Mr. Trump becoming the president or imposing these tariffs was there. So I think that it really is a matter that Mr. Trudeau's been in power for three terms, and it hasn't been since the early 20th century that we had any government that has sustained for four terms in office. So, you know, his time was really up. And his inability to recognize that it was time for him to resign and move on to other venues of the political life, possibly international organizations, is troubling because it certainly indicates a certain narcissism that he could succeed in maintaining, sustaining his rule past the normal three-term limit. I mean, most governments fall after two terms. The fact that he returned with a minority government in a third term was already an exceptional performance on his part. His desire for a fourth term just seems to be folly. And he's more and more isolated from his party. But there is no mechanism for the party to remove him as leader as such. It can only be through moral suasion, convincing him that he's lost the support of his colleagues, unless there's as extreme a measure as a vote of non-confidence in the House of Commons, in which case the election would still be led by Mr. Trudeau, but at least we'd see his regime almost certainly fall.
We just have 30 seconds. The New Democratic Party, that's the other party that gives Mr. Trudeau the majority in his minority government. Have they indicated whether they want a vote of no confidence or not?
Yes, they have said very clearly that unless Mr. Trudeau is replaced as leader of the Liberal Party, they will not vote. They will not do any more further support for the Liberals in the House of Commons.
Well, that sounds like you're going to have an election pretty soon, Charles. Charles Burton.
That's exciting.
Helping me understand candidate Christmas time, rocked by a resignation and with the possibilities in the new year of a new election.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.